Maile Melrose grew up in Kealakekua hearing stories from her mother about the 1918 flu pandemic, also known as the Spanish flu.
My mother would always say, "That's my brother Henry Allen Greenwell, and he died of the Spanish flu." And all of us were like, "The Spanish flu?" And then as you get older, you hear the word pandemic. The Spanish flu was a worldwide pandemic.
In the United States, the Spanish flu broke out on a military base in Kansas in March of 1918, at the height of World War I. Melrose says most of Cornell was focused on organizing support for the U.S. war effort.
My grandmother, Maud Greenwell, is head of the Red Cross. She's rolling bandages with all these little women here in the store for soldiers. Her eldest son, Henry, he's almost 11 years old, and he is filled with patriotic spirit. And I've got to show you this picture. He has a little soldier's outfit. So cute. He's dressed up, I mean, like a doughboy.
Within 4 months of the outbreak in Kansas, the pandemic made its way to Hawaii. More than 2,300 people in Hawaii died in the pandemic, including young Henry Allen Greenwell.
Nobody had time. Nobody had time to kind of absorb what was going on. You'd have to get your little child and put him in a little casket. And my grandmother is going to have to carry this memory.
Fortunately for Maud Greenwell, she would be blessed with a healthy baby boy 5 months later. He, too, would be named Henry Allen Greenwell after his deceased brother. The pandemic continued to spread around the world for another 2 years. Melrose has been sharing the rich history of Kona, including her family's, with audiences online during the COVID-19 pandemic. Dance Aoki, executive director of the Kona Historical Society, partnered with Melrose to launch Mondays with Maile on the Society's YouTube channel.
It was important for us to stay active as a cultural resource because we knew that our community needed stories.
Aoki says the Kona Historical Society is working with Melrose to collect COVID-19 stories from ohana throughout the Kona region. Melrose says this is how these stories stay alive.
I hope everybody's looking back 100 years ago, thinking of the Spanish flu, and thinking, oh gosh, let's go back and read some of those stories. Let's look it up. And then let's think about our own lives and think about how we can tell our story right now.
For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Kuvehi Hiraishi.